Kestrel Heights Charter School may soon lose the right to run its high school. The Durham K-12 charter found out past administrators have been giving out faulty diplomas for 8 years. As Jess Clark reports, the scandal raises questions about what checks and balances are in place for charter schools.
It began with a tip from two Kestrel staff members. They pulled aside Kestrel's executive director and told him they were worried two seniors did not have the credits to graduate. That tip set off an internal investigation by Kestrel. It revealed past school administrators have been giving out faulty diplomas for years. Since 2008, 40% of Kestrel students received a diploma without meeting the state requirements.
It's a true embarrassment to everything that we try to be about here and what charter schools are.
That's State Charter School Advisory Board member Eric Sanchez. He and other board members decided last week to recommend revoking Kestrel's right to run its high school. Kestrel would still be allowed to serve grades K through 8. Sanchez said the punishment was meant to set a strong precedent, but he had concerns. Kestrel has raised questions about all charter high schools.
Some of the questions that come up are, should there be increased oversight and things like that? I mean, the bottom line is you can't oversee everything.
State law says the ultimate responsibility for ensuring the integrity of students' diplomas rests with the school principal. And the state takes principals at their word. No one from the Department of Public Instruction is checking up on whether students have met the requirements, not at charter schools or at traditional public schools. That's one reason why Kestrel was able to give out faulty diplomas for 8 years. But Office of Charter Schools Director Dave Machado says he's confident the Kestrel debacle was an isolated incident.
The operators of our charter high schools are good, smart educators, and if they want their high schools to stay full, they have got to be able to deliver a high school diploma to get them into college.
Machado used to run a charter school. He says he doesn't think an additional layer of oversight is needed.
Having run a high school, I don't know what that layer could be.
Elizabeth Shearer has some ideas. She oversees student support services for Durham Public Schools, which has about 34,000 students. While traditional public schools don't have a layer of state oversight either, schools in a district like Durham have a layer of oversight from the district's central office.
You need a team to really be scrutinizing reports.
Shearer says Durham schools do internal audits, where high school counselors check 10% of each other's transcripts. And they do external audits, where district leaders check a percentage of a school's transcripts, too.
It's checks and balances, and it makes sure that there is someone coming up behind, and there are no situations where there's only one set of eyes looking at a student's transcript.
Most charter schools have nowhere near the administrative resources Durham has. And for many charter school advocates, that's exactly the point. More freedom, less bureaucracy. It's not uncommon for charter high schools to have one counselor and one principal in charge of all the scheduling, like at Kestrel. Charter School Advisory Board Chair Alex Quigley says Kestrel's problems show there is room for improvement.
I think it would make sense for in our standard oversight practices, when our consultants from the Office of Charter Schools are visiting high schools, there are mechanisms that we could create that they would to do some checks on this type of thing. Part of the challenges are capacity. You know, we have a limited staff and we have a lot of schools.
The Office of Charter Schools has 6 employees charged with visiting the state's 176 charter schools. While the advisory board contemplates possible changes, Kestrel is in limbo, especially the hundreds of Kestrel high school students. The advisory board's recommendation means that starting next school year, Kestrel High may not be around to come back to. It will be up to the State Board of Education to make the final decision on the school's future. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.